And now, Sports Report. Welcome again to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Todmorden. And it's compiled for us by Andrew Colomossi. And, Brexit or no Brexit, there's good news on the European front, courtesy of Todmorden's Taekwondo Club. The International Taekwondo Federation European Cup was held at the Richard Dunn Centre in Bradford in December, and Todmorden's TSX Taekwondo members competed in both senior and junior events, alongside over 200 athletes from all over Europe and the UK. And what a day it was for Todd's representatives as they returned home with a bumper haul of medals after a day of fierce competition. Pride of place in the junior section went to Leo Ransom, who won a gold medal in the sparring competition. And other juniors to take their place on the podium in the same category were Poppy Cheeseborough Heath, Katie Kipping and Jonah Wiggin. Seb Gold and Isaac Lane landed bronze medals. And in the senior event, Jack Gold won both gold in the sparring and pattern events. And there were sparring bronze medals for Chris Foster, Stuart Parnell and Mark Wigley. The TSX Taekwondo Club is based at the Town Hall and holds classes on Monday and Wednesday evenings. Now, football. And a warning from Todmorden Borough manager Andy Pilling about the long-term future of the game at grassroots level. His fears were expressed after Borough had been forced to fork out £176 to hire an all-weather AstroTurf pitch for their Lancashire Amateur League match against Old Blackburnians to avoid irreparable damage to their own ground at Belhome after heavy rain. On top of the cost of the pitch, Borough had to pay the referee £40, so the player's match fee of £5 a man barely covered the referee's fee, never mind the pitch hire, leaving Borough well out of pocket. Throw in the cost of hiring their own ground for the season, player insurance, kit and match equipment, and it's no wonder Pilling is calling for more help from the Football Association, pointing out that little of the vast amount of money the FA receives from the Premier League each year filters down to the lower levels of the game. Pilling, who foots the bill for the club's minibus to away games, is calling for the FA to fund more artificial pitches and make them more affordable for hard-up clubs like Borough to hire. If not, he says, the amateur game at this level faces a grim future. Next, cricket. And an early highlight of the 2019 Lancashire League fixture list will be a derby showdown between champions Walsden and top division neighbours Todmorden. The eagerly awaited tussle will take place at Centre Vale on Sunday, April 28th, and weather permitting, there should be a bumper crowd, with Todd's award-winning Red Brick Tea Room doing good business. Todmorden missed out on a home clash with Walsden last year because the 24 teams only played one another once, as the league was divided into two divisions. But next season, local bragging rights will be at stake in two matches, with the return game at Scott Street scheduled for Sunday, July the 4th. Meanwhile, Todd have still not named their professional for the 2019 campaign, one of only four clubs in the league still to announce the identity of their paid man. More football now, and news of a happy end to the year for Woodhouse in the Halifax Sunday League. Woodhouse have not enjoyed the best of starts to the first season in their new surroundings, but after suffering four successive defeats, they finally returned to winning in their final match of the year with a 3-2 win that completed a league double over Triangle. Meanwhile, Todmorden Borough will be looking to hit the ground running in the new year as they bid to move away from the Lancashire Amateur League Division 2 relegation zone after starting 2019 4 points above the drop zone. Judo next, and it's farewell to Todmorden Judo Club Supremo Sean Nuttall after a 31-year stint at the helm. Sean Nuttall founded the club back in 1987, but has decided the time has come to hand over the reins to new instructors Simon Keane and Manuel Mesones, who are both black belts. The club meets three times a week at their headquarters on White Platts Road, with junior sessions on Tuesday, seniors on Thursday, and an open class every Saturday. The first session is free for new participants, I beg your pardon. And finally, news of another award for Halifax Cricket League club Bridge Home, who have already picked up a prize for their picturesque ground alongside the Rochdale Canal. Now Bridge Home have landed the league's H. Robinson Trophy for the most improved facilities in the league. Well done, Bridge Home.